Hello, and welcome to Get to the Point, the podcast that gives the student perspective of what is happening at Point Road Elementary School. I'm Blake.
I'm Cassidy, your host for today. Today we had the opportunity to sit with Mr. Platt, our superintendent, and ask some random questions. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Platt.
Thank you for having me.
What is your normal day like?
So, normal is kind of a funny term. I think I'll start by saying the thing I always loved about working in education is every day scheduled, and you do have set things that you want to do every day, but then there's always what I would fancy word call emerging issues that then you have to pay attention to. But I would say the vast majority of my days start early. I like to get in early. So I'm usually here by like 7 at the latest, so I have an hour before school start. And then my day is filled with meeting with the other administrators about things, meeting with teachers, visiting the two schools when I can. Sometimes I have to talk with parents about different things going on, talk with EFLS president, PTO president. I do a lot of talking to our Board of Education members to keep them aware of what's going on. And then, you know, there's like the non-fun stuff like filling out compliance reports for the state and those kinds of things too. So every day has a schedule. I have a to-do list, but every day is different and minute to minute. So it's a really multifaceted job.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot.
Have you ever taught at another school?
So it's funny. I was actually a high school teacher, so I taught in a couple of different places. My first job in teaching, because I'm an alternate route teacher, which means I didn't go to college to be a teacher, I got a degree in finance and marketing. So my first year teaching while I was going through the certification program, I taught in Holy Spirit High School. That's down in Absecon near Atlantic City. I lived in Freehold and drove down there every day. It was 75 miles one way, so I did 150 miles a day to become a teacher. Then I only did 1 year there, and then I became a business teacher at Monroe Township High School. I eventually worked my way up to being the department coordinator of career arts and technology that I think will come back around when you ask me some other questions later on. Then I became the principal of Bolger Middle School in Keensburg, New Jersey. And then I became the principal of Markham, and I did that job for almost 8.5 years-ish, and then became the superintendent of schools here. So I've been in education for 17 years, 16 years in public education. So I've been around.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you think next year you would talk at our career day?
I would absolutely love to be invited and talk at career day. I think it would be great if I was asked to do that. Especially because I'm really super like passionate about working in education and trying to inspire others. We always need good teachers. In particular though, as much as I love teaching, I'm really passionate about like educational leadership, like becoming principals and superintendents. Obviously that's why I've worked my way up to the job that I have now. So I would love to come and talk to people about potentially finishing school, going to become a teacher, and then coming back and, hey, we have people that lived in Little Silver and went to school here and they work in the district. It's always a great thing when that happens.
Yeah, hopefully next year you will.
Yep.
Did you ever have things like field day or talent shows?
So as I said, I spent the bulk of my teaching career at the high school level. So high school students don't really have field days, but especially when I was that department coordinator for career arts and technology, that was like every art show, every concert, even industrial art shows. And we had family consumer science, where at that high school we actually even had like programs where you could do fashion design and they would have fashion shows. So I have gone to so many talent shows, concert, art shows throughout my 17 years that I've quite honestly lost count. And it's one of my favorite things. Like when I come see you guys perform and show your other talents or put your academic talents on full display, it's always so much fun to participate in that.
Yeah, that's cool.
As fourth graders, we were wondering, what is going to be new at Markham with renovations?
So I think as fourth graders, you guys are positioned great. because you'll hopefully see everything. And the reason I say hopefully is, you know, construction and construction projects sometimes run into things. So we should basically be done everything in about 4 years. So by the time you guys are eighth graders, you should really see all of the projects completed. But for next year, you're going to have pretty much all new bathrooms at Markham. They're all going to be pretty much done. There might be one set that lingers into the school year a little bit, but then they'll be finished early on. The art room is being completely redesigned and remodeled in the summer. The music room is being completely redesigned. That one's going to be the biggest change. We're like changing walls and stuff like that. And then the sixth grade science lab, but Markham in particular, because it's such an old building, is really getting a lot of work done. There is not a single classroom at Markham that won't get at least what we would call a facelift in the scope of the project. So again, by the time you guys are eighth graders, the entire building should look brand new.
Well, I'm really excited for that. Yeah.
What do you like most about coming to Point Road?
So it's gonna sound cheesy, but the students. You know, being a high school teacher by trade initially, and then working with middle school students, I really always spent a lot of time with the older students. The last 2 years being the superintendent and coming and getting to interact with preschoolers and interact with third and fourth graders, it's different. Mm-hmm. So whether it's being invited in to read you guys a book, to participate in a fun activity that you guys are doing, honestly, just to sit in the back of the classroom and watch you guys sometimes, I'm always blown away with some of your like really astute observations. And I think to myself, man, when I was 8 or 9, I wasn't thinking that stuff. And then honestly, sometimes even just walking through the hall and saying hi, arrival or dismissal, and you guys are kind of lined up and I can give some high fives and say hello, that's always awesome and fun too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the students, but of course I like seeing the staff and I like seeing everything that's going on with them too.
That's cool.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us again.
You guys are quite welcome. Thank you for inviting me, and best of luck with everything. Okay, enjoy the summer, we're almost there.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Bye.
So we got a question from George C. that was sent to us through email. He asked, what month of the school year do you think is the most fun?
I think June would be the most fun because we have field day, fun day, and even moving up day.
I agree with you. June is like summer and you have all these cool and fun events.
We had a lot of cool things going on at Point Road. On May 24th, all 2nd, 3rd, and 4th graders went to a career fair. Parents volunteered to come in and talk to us about their jobs.
My favorite was a lawyer because when I grow up, I want to be a lawyer.
That's cool. I really liked the interior designer because I love like seeing all the different designs and stuff.
Yeah. On May 25th, the theater club had their School of Rock performance for the school and community.
I feel like it was a lot of fun being in the play because we all, at every practice, we all had a great time, and performing it was like a really cool experience.
Yeah, watching it was really fun and cool too.
On June 2nd was field day.
My favorite game was the sponge relay because I like getting wet and it's just like fun and in general.
Yeah, that was really fun. But I also think something that made it better was that everybody had really good sportsmanship.
Yeah. On June 4th, the 4th graders went to Markham to meet the teachers and see the classrooms. It was also PTO Fun Day.
Fun Day was really fun, and visiting Markham School was a really good experience.
Yeah. Also on PTO Fun Day, all the bouncy houses and like ice, they were all fun and cool.
This is our final episode for this season, but don't worry, we will be back in September with a whole new season and lots of new episodes. Make sure to keep a lookout for when it's posted to Class Dojo. But before then, if you think of a question over the summer months that you would like us to answer when we return to school in September, you can email us at prspodcast@littlesilverschools.org.
You can also re-listen to our podcast all summer long by visiting point-road-elementary.podbean.com.
Thanks for listening.